Pacific Ocean. It's the Junior Kekuweva Junior Show, starring Junior Kekuweva Junior. Join Junior along with the Wayne Borge Band as he makes any guy from Hawaii. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Junior Kekuweva Junior.
How's it? Welcome to the podcast. I'm Junior Kekuweva Junior. And on today's podcast, bro, we're going to be talking about manifestation, okay? Now, this is the manifestation kind of podcast, okay? Law of Attraction podcast. Now, this is a life coaching also, you know, because like life coaching is the umbrella, okay? And then you have certain specifics, right? So you have relationships, right? I deal with that. Once in a while, we do a relationship podcast. The women gotta address these pronouns properly. But the women that listen to us, right? Some of them get highly offended when I do my, you know, yeah, when I do my relationship, and some of them go, Junior, thank you for telling these guys, you know, like how it is, right? As opposed to the fairy tales and, you know, the Cinderella story, that kind of thing, the prince on the white horse and, you know, yeah. Anyway, so that happens. And then, you know, so there's relationships, right? And then there's manifestation. Like, what are you going to make come true in your life? Okay, so then we talk about the four pillars, right? And we're going to do that in a second. But first, the attitude of gratitude. Okay, so we're kind of like in the holiday season. And for the podcast, it's not a very busy time because people are shopping, right? People are like doing stuff. And in Hawaii, I don't know about where you are. Okay, I'm in Hawaii. And in Hawaii, holiday season is like from Halloween, right, to New Year's Day. It's very difficult. You know, I gotta say, first of all, thank you for the new countries that came on board. And I gotta say that, every holiday season, I have been like frustrated, like totally, like every year in my business career, because business slows down, right? And it's not just the business that slows down. It's like people leave the office early, right? So business can't be done. You know, let's say you're negotiating a contract, right? Then you got to wait. And, oh, so you know what? They're on vacation. They went vacation. And now you got to wait, right? Oh, you know what? Oh, he left already. He left the office early. See what I'm saying? Yeah, so anyway. But South Africa, Turkey, Guam, Romania, and Nigeria are the last countries to join. So thank you to you guys. Apple Podcast is 47%. Remember when they were 80? Yep, that's before Jay fixed it. Mahalo, Jay. Spotify is growing 14%. Web browsers are up to 13%. Okay, iHeartRadio is 12%. And then Spotify for podcasters, that's like a specific app, it's only 3%. The other is 11%. Now, that means the 11% is actually our affiliates that carry us. So if you go onto Google and you plug my name into Google, okay, it's Junior, K-E-K-U-E-W-A-J-R, period. Plug it into Google and just put podcast after it, and you'll see all of our affiliates. They'll just line up, boom, 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 boom. I think there's a couple of pages of them or whatever. And then our demographics, we'd like to thank our demographics because the 23 to 27-year-olds are starting to come on board. Yay! Okay, so we're getting the young crowd now. Unks is happening with the 23 to 27-year-olds. We have a sprinkling of 17 to 22-year-olds, and so we keep the show clean because, you know, yeah, we got kids listening. And then 28 to dead is our solid demographic with a combined total. I don't know what, I got to add up the percentages. Right offhand, I couldn't tell you, but thank you, you guys. Really appreciate you guys. 64% males, 35% women, okay? So the 35, you remember when women were like 20%? That's all we had. Now they're up to 35%. I think the ex-girlfriends, I think the exes found unks. I think that's what it is. It's like they're listening now. You know? I wonder if he's talking about me. Anyway, okay, so on with the podcast. That's the attitude of gratitude. Now we're going to talk about our four pillars, okay, of manifestation. Now, it's not a magical power. It's not like, you know, although I gotta say that God is real. Okay, I'm gonna preface this with God is real. Now, if you think that God is, you know, an energy, if you think that, you know, God is within everyone, then that's what I want you to think, and that's the kind of energy we're talking about. That's the kind of magic, if you will. But it's not like how they're making it way more mystical and mysterious than it really is. Everybody manifests, okay? Whether you know it or not. The trick is to control your manifestations. You know, like anybody can drive a car, right? Anybody can get behind the wheel of a car. Well, almost anybody, right? And they can drive the car, okay? But if you don't control that car, you don't know where you're going. You can go in a boat, right? And if you just have a rudderless boat, then you don't know where you're going. And you just end up anywhere, right? So in that case, you get what you get. Okay, so manifestation is one thing. Because look around you. Look around you. Look at everything you have. Look at everything that surrounds you. Look at your spouse. Ladies, I'm talking to you, okay? Look over, because I know you're on earbuds right now, okay? Okay, turn over there and look at your husband, okay? That's the best you can do. Okay, no, I'm kidding. I know I told you guys I was going to do comedy, right? No, I'm just saying that's who you manifested, okay? Now, look at your other half, right? And go, okay, how does this fit well with me? Chances are that other half that you have fits well with you because you attracted it, okay? Now, you don't always attract what's ideal for you. I got to say that, okay? So, you know, if you need to make changes or you need to adjust you, okay, then you need to adjust you and then your other half will adjust, okay? But you got to change you first. You see, for so many years, in my 20s, I never understood this. You know, I had a good mentor and my mentor was my mom's youngest brother, my Uncle Glenn. And he used to always tell me, you want somebody to change? You got to change first. I'm like, what? How come I gotta change? Like, you know, I was 22 years old, you know, that kind of thing, right? I thought I had all the answers. I thought I knew everything, you know, that kind of thing. And when you're in your 20s, you're out there, you're experimenting, you're in the world, you're trying to make sense of everything, and you're trying to find yourself, you know. And so all these talks that I had with my uncle, you know, he goes, yeah, well, you want that to get better? I'm like, yeah. He goes, okay, then you gotta change. You gotta be the one. And I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. He goes, if you change the way that you're acting and you change your attitude, you watch, like, automatic, that person gonna change. And so I began experimenting, right? By the time I was 28, I got it. It took me a while. You know why? Because it was fun. Like 22, like, the kids, I look at the kids nowadays and I go, praise God that things have gotten better. Praise God that human beings have evolved. Okay. When I was 22 years old, people used to smoke in elevators in Waikiki. And that those of you who are in foreign countries, Waikiki is a town on Oahu, on the island of Oahu in Hawaii, where we used to go to have fun. Okay. Now it's kind of like, it's a little radical. It's every once in a while it gets radical, then it changes, then it gets radical and, you know, like that. But, you know, we used to go and watch music, entertainers. I did. And a lot of people did. And that was like where to go to see the best entertainers, the best hula dancers, the best everything, right? It was right there. And you could go like on this main street, Kalakaua, and you could go bar hopping right across the street. Like you could zigzag your way down that whole street. Like all night, and you could probably not even visit the same bar twice. And there were all these solo artists in the bar. There were groups. There were shows. There were all kinds of stuff. So I don't want to say Mecca, but it was a center for entertainment anyway. And so we used to go. You know, we used to do that, right? And when you're 22 years old, you're not thinking about personal development at least not back in that day, right? And not the guys that I was hanging with, right? So now, you do have to change your environment. I mean, you do have to adjust your environment, okay? If you're in the wrong environment, and that goes for you 40-year-olds, that goes for you 35-year-olds, okay? If you really want to change, like change major, okay? Like change everything in your life. Sometimes you got to change everything, okay? Now, that may include a family member or two or three or five or whatever, okay? But you gotta change. You got to change your environment. So, because if you're in an environment that, let's say, is reckless, and you guys are doing reckless stuff, right? Because that's what was happening with me. 22 years old and reckless. Oh, man, I tell you. You know, and we were yelling at cops and stuff, and we were taunting them. Yeah, come on, Alexei, go arrest me, Alexei. I mean, stuff like the crazy stuff like that, right? But we didn't care. And when you're 22, you think you're bulletproof, right? Thank God we didn't, encounter bullets. But yeah, we saw a few of them fly. Yeah, not gonna lie. But yeah, we didn't. Yeah, they didn't fly at us. Thank God. Yeah, we're still here. But anyway, but my point is with you guys, okay? My point is you may have to change your environment, okay? Now, if you do change your environment, things will change. And only if you change your environment. Because you can't be in a negative environment and lead a positive life. You can't. You got to change it, okay? Now, the four pillars of manifestation are affirmations, okay, meditation, visualization, and vocalization. Now, I can't stress enough, and we did like a whole podcast on the voice and how your voice can change you and how your voice can heal you and how your voice, because if you're familiar with cymatics, I don't know if you know about cymatics, okay, look it up. It's C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S, cymatics, okay? Look it up. Now, what happens with cymatics is they show you that, okay, we sprinkle sand on this plate, okay, and the plate is wired to a machine that produces different frequencies. Now, when you turn up the frequency, guess what happens to the sand? It starts to form patterns, like unreal patterns, okay? And the higher you go, the more elaborate the pattern, okay? So it starts out looking like a snowflake, and then it changes into whatever, and it changes like into amazing shapes. Amazing geometry, okay? Now, there's also something called sacred geometry that you could look into, okay? And I'm just throwing this out there because a lot of people need to know where to look, yeah? You guys got to know where to look. Sacred geometry, go look at that, okay? And then when you look at sacred geometry, go and look at cathedrals. Pull up pictures of cathedrals, okay? And you'll see sacred geometry. Okay, because that's what built these things, okay? Or the people that built these things, right? They used a lot of sacred geometry. So, you know, and then you got the Fibonacci sequence. Look that up, okay? That is nature's geometric, So anyway, just go look, okay? Fibonacci, don't ask me to spell it. I'm operating in real time over here. But check it out, okay? Now, the purpose of me mentioning these things to you guys is I want to open your minds. Okay, so the motto of our company, Here For You Life Coaching, so it's hereforyoulifecoaching.com, is opening eyes, hearts, and minds since 2010. And that's exactly what we've been doing. Now, you need to open your mind because you've been bombarded with different ideas. You have been educated, okay, if you've been to school. If you've been through the first 12 levels, okay, so the first 12 steps, okay. You also go through 12 steps if you're an alcoholic. You also go through a 12-step program, you know, from first grade through high school. So they give you your diploma for your first 12-step program. Now, these things happen deliberately, okay. I want to tell you guys, these things are planned this way for a reason, okay. Now, some of you go on to college, some of you don't. Some of you get degrees, okay? These are Masonic degrees, okay? And you get your degree in something, okay? Now, you have to, you know, if you're going to be a doctor, you need to go to medical school, okay? The medical schools, however, are I want to say designed in such a way that we have excluded many natural cures from medicine. We have excluded many natural holistic properties from the kind of education that medical students receive. And this is why there are naturopaths that you can go see, you know, doctors that are really doctors, but they choose natural medicine, right? Okay. So I'm kind of touching all over the place over here so you guys can start, you know, Googling or actually go on DuckDuckGo. It's safer. Or go on Lion, get a Lion browser. And, but anyway, so these things, right? Now, the four pillars. Okay, now we're going to talk about affirmations. We talked about it briefly on the other podcast. So you need to write things out, okay? A lot of people now, especially with phones, all right, they're typing everything with their thumbs, right? You type everything. You go on the keyboard, you type everything, okay? Now, I don't want to be like, you know, Mr. Conspiracy, although I know a lot about those things. But here's the thing, right? If they can get you, when I say they, okay, the people in power, okay, because there are a handful of people that control the world. And that's not a conspiracy. That's a fact. Go look it up. Okay. There's a committee. there is a committee that runs things. All right. So anyway, let's say they, for lack of, you know, specificity. Okay. So they, right now, if they wanted to really control you or really get you away from, let's say, manifesting things the way you want or manifesting things in your favor or let's say, you know, living your dreams and stuff like that, okay? They will get you away from handwriting because handwriting goes straight into your subconscious, okay? So it's important with affirmations to write things out. Write out your goals. Write out your dreams, okay? So if you all, you know, because I always wanted to be an entertainer. That was my thing. It's still my desire, although teaching has, you know, kind of reared its ugly head. And yeah, we did a podcast on me running from teaching because I come from a family of teachers. So everything, you know, right down the genetic line just kind of hit me in the face. And pretty soon I started teaching, right? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, that I don't like teaching. I love teaching. I love changing people's lives. And that's what we do at Here For You Life Coaching, okay? However, if I had my way, okay, my selfish, egotistic way, okay, like my own, okay, so if I had that, and I had that for a while, I had that, Hawaiians, I had that for years, okay, and I just thought that would be like forever like that, you know, until God tapped me on the shoulder and goes, hey, no, you go over here. And he kind of, you know, forced me, like just pushed me like that, you know, and I was like, oh, okay. You know, and it started with my best friend passing away. And he was the one that I played music with. And he passed away. He died of cancer. And nothing I could do, right? And it was, that. I guess that was the worst part of it. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, after that, it was like, nah, I'm not going to go try to recreate this, you know, recreate the success that I had in entertainment by starting all over with somebody, you know, doing the whole thing over. Because it was also, you know, it was also an, I want to say it was, it would have been a process where my best friend would have popped in my head over and over and over and over. And the scenario would have been like, okay, this is not what we did before. This is not as good as it was before. Or this is not like it was before or whatever. Those things, right? And it would come back and haunt me. And so I'm like, no, leave it alone. Let it go. It was a good run. It was a hell of a good run. And just let it go, right? So I let it go, and here I am teaching I was teaching formerly, let it be said, that I did multiple careers. I've done multiple careers. I've manifested multiple careers. So at the same time that I started in entertainment, in fact, I started teaching first. Okay, so I started teaching in 1989. The entertainment thing did not hit until 1999. Okay, so that's a long time. So 20 years. Okay, 20 years of teaching, 20 years of doing, you know, and I was doing, so the other thing was radio. I was doing radio. And I was trying to, you know, my thought was, okay, if we do radio, we can get to entertainment. Right? Yeah, kind of. It kind of worked like that, but not the way that I planned it. Okay. So now, when you write your affirmations, understand as you write them, okay, that the how is God's job. The how is always God's job. God will step in. Now, I don't care if you say God, Jesus Christ, Allah, the universe, whatever you use for that label, okay? But God is real, and God is in here, in you, okay? I'm pointing to myself. If you've seen my videos and stuff, you know, they're online, they're on TikTok, at JRKJR, JRKJR on TikTok. You've seen me motion like God is in here, and it's real. Okay, now we're talking about an energy, okay? We're talking about when you write, okay, it goes into your subconscious. Now, your subconscious works in concert with your conscious mind. It takes orders from your conscious mind. It also works in concert with your superconscious. Okay, what's the superconscious? Well, that's the network that all human beings are plugged into. And that's why when you start out on your journey towards a goal, whatever the goal is, doesn't matter. Okay, when you start out on your journey, you start meeting the right people. You start, I mean, these things, right? The coincidences, right? Okay, I don't think so, but whatever. However you believe. Okay, so whether you believe in God or you don't believe in God, either way, you're a believer. Okay, so I tend to believe that there are no coincidences because I see the synchronicities. So what are synchronicities? Okay, let's go over this again. Let's touch on this. Synchronicities are when you're talking to your best friend on the street corner and you guys are discussing a steak dinner that you're going to have this weekend. And you see the meat truck drive by with a picture of the cow on it, right? Okay, synchronicities are when you're sitting around at home and you're thinking of something and all of a sudden you see a commercial about it on television. It just pops up, right? Okay, coincidence, right? Okay. But this is the way that your mind works. Now, there are several components that go along with this. There's the reticular activation system in your brain. Okay, that's a whole nother ball of wax. I don't want to go too deep. But let's just say that things play into each other because everything is connected. Every blade of grass is intelligent. Everything is intelligent in the universe. Okay, and when you look around you and you see what you have manifested, that will give you an indication of, number one, where you're going. Number two, where you've been, okay? Now, that being said, okay, when I say where you're going, I mean, there is only one now. There is only one long, continuous now. And when you're done with this now, you're gone. You're done. Your body's done. Okay, you're not done. Your energy goes. Your energy leaves, okay? Where does your energy go? Well, we think, okay, scientifically, we can get into quantum physics, we can get into quantum entanglement, we can get into all that stuff. But what I'm saying is we think, okay, as a species, we think that there's somewhere else. It's not heaven and hell kind of thing, okay? You make that here. You make your life hell or you make your life heaven, okay? I've been living in heaven for a long time now, for a long, long time. And do you periodically visit hell? Oh, yeah, sure. You get tormented all the time. You get challenges all the time. So I get challenges, okay? But you have to look at what happens the majority of the time. So the question would be like, do you have drama the majority of the time in your life? Okay, now look at the percentage. Do you have 60% drama? Do you have what you would say is 55% drama? If you have 55% drama, you are living in hell, okay? If you have 50%, then you're just right on the borderline, okay? Now, if your drama is down to 45%, guess what? You're living in heaven most of the time, okay? And all you have to do is pull yourself across the line 5%. Okay, you don't have to be positive 80%. You don't have to try to be superhuman and put on the cape and, you know, the big S on your chest. Nah, you don't need to do that. Okay, so Hawaiians, here's the deal, okay? Affirmations affect the subconscious. You have to write. So write it down. Don't be lazy. Write it out, whatever you want. You know, oh, I want to be a mechanic. Okay, write it down. Okay, now I want to be a mechanic and I want to attend mechanic school at, okay, write it down. Everything, write about it. Okay, write yourself a one pager. Write yourself a story about where you want to go and what you want to do. Just write it out. Okay, that is going to help you. Okay, the second thing that will help you. I am so happy and grateful now that I am blank. Use that. Okay, because it's a double I am. In the Holy Bible, and you know, it doesn't matter what you believe, I'm just telling you what is, okay? You don't have to believe in the Bible, I'm just saying. In the Holy Bible in Isaiah, God talks to Moses, the lawgiver, okay, the guy who brought the law, okay? And he said, tell the people of Israel, I am sent you. So that's why we use I am. Because when you say I am, it has this effect on your subconscious. Okay. When, let's say, for example, you want to be a barber. Let's say it's that. Okay. So you want to be a barber. You know what you do? Go around, like, not around other people. Okay. They might think you're crazy. Okay. And you got to do some crazy stuff. I'm just telling you. If you don't do crazy stuff, you know what's going to happen? You're going to have an average life. And if you want an average life, okay, then go for it. Suppress yourself. Okay, just don't say things around others. Don't even utter them yourself. Just stay in that little bubble. Just stay in that little prison. Okay, what I do, like, you know, on a daily basis, except for a couple of days because I do work for my other companies. But when I work for Here For You Life Coaching, when I gotta put on the life coaching hat, okay, what I do is free people from prison. That's what I do, and the prison is the mind. That's what it is. And my job is to open the mind. Okay. And that's our slogan, right? Opening eyes, hearts, and minds. Because first you got to open your eyes. First you got to open your eyes and you got to really look at stuff and use some logical thinking. I mean, some critical thinking. You have to look at something and go, wow, okay, if it walks like a duck, if it quacks like a duck, if it, you see what I'm saying, Hoynes? Okay. It's a duck, right? Okay. Don't be afraid to call a duck a duck. I mean, you know, but first you gotta check them out, right? And does it quack like a duck? Yep, quacks. Okay, check that. Does it look like that? Yeah, it looks like that. Okay, check that. And does it walk like a duck? Yeah, kind of walks like, yeah, it does. Okay, check that. All right, now you got the majority, you see, and then you come to the conclusion, okay? But do some thinking. Not very many people think these days. They just go, you know, they see something online and it says, okay, do this, and they do that. And they're easily led, okay? You have to use critical thinking. All right, now, that's affirmations, okay? I am so happy and grateful now that I am blank, a barber, okay? That's what I was talking about, right? Okay, barber, there you go. I am so happy and grateful now that I am a barber. Now, when you're in your car by yourself, turn off the damn radio, turn off the stereo, and just say, I am a barber. I am a barber. I am a barber. There you go. Like that. With conviction, with feeling, like you mean it. Now, if you're walking around, like, or whatever, driving around, and if you're in your room by yourself and you're going, I am a barber, does that sound like somebody that is bringing something into their world? No. You have to say, I am a barber. Right? Say it with conviction. Okay, put you back into it, Hines. Put you back into it. There you go. Okay? So that's what I'm saying. Now, you have to do it that way. And you will start to train your subconscious mind. Okay? What does the subconscious do? It takes you to your goals in baby steps. Okay? Well, you should take baby steps. But it will slowly open the doors that's necessary to get to your goal. Okay? So your next intuitive idea might be, hey, you know what? If I'm going to be a barber, I got to go to school, right? And maybe it's an internet search. Maybe you get on your browser and you go look for a barber school, right? And then you see how much it costs, right? And then you do the math. You know, if you don't have enough money, start writing affirmations for the amount of money it costs to go to that school. I am so happy and grateful now that I have. Okay? Now that I have, not want, not anything. It's got to be present tense. Now that I have $5,000 to go to barber school, or $5,000 period. That's all you need right there. $5,000. Okay. Now that I am a barber, if you want to add that, okay? I'm so happy and grateful that I have $5,000 now that I am in barber school. There you go, okay? So, and this applies to anything. It applies to, you know, I'm sitting here in my office and I'm looking at my instruments. Okay, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I'm looking at 11 instruments. They're all collector's instruments, okay? Now, there's a lot of guys on Facebook and they post their collections and stuff. I cannot post mine. I cannot. I just cannot. It'll make people feel bad, put it that way. But this is a collection, like years and years and years and years, okay? And the reason I'm saying this, I'm not flexing, okay? I'm saying when I look around me, right, I see the fruits of my labor, okay? I see my manifestations. I see what I manifested. And you know what? Everything I'm looking at right now in my office, okay, including everything that's in front of me, all the electronics, like all this stuff, I was writing affirmations for years and years and years. Oh, man, years ago. Years. I used to stand in the guitar shop, right? And I have a really good memory. I have a vivid memory, right? So I used to stand in the guitar shop in front of these $5,000, back in the day, I think it was about $4,000, like $4,000 guitars, right? And I used to go, wow, like one day when I get rich, that's the one. I'm gonna get one like that. So let me tell you a fast side story. So I got to the point where I formed a relationship with the owner of the guitar shop, right? And so what he would do, and this is what I'm gonna recommend to you guys, okay? Because if you think that, you know, only money can bring you what you want, then you're suffering from limited thinking, okay? So here's the thing, right? So I got to know this guy. And I started to buy stuff from him, cheap stuff, cheap guitars, right? You know, small kind. And then strings and picks and whatever, okay? But develop that relationship, okay? So relationships are everything. I'm going to tell you guys this, okay? So I did that, right? Now, pretty soon, when it came to my first big purchase, okay, the question was, hey, bro, you think I can, like, just... like, I'll pay this thing off, like, 30 days, but I'll just bring money, like, when I got, and you know, whatever. And he said, yes. He said, yeah, no problem. Guess what? He was starting out, too, back in the day. This was in the 80s, okay? This is, like, I'm dating myself. But, yeah, this was in the late 80s, okay? And he was starting his guitar store, okay? Now, today, that guitar store is like a Hallmark in Hawaii. That guitar store is like, you know, I don't want to mention names or anything, but I will tell you that he doesn't even work anymore. Okay, his partner works. And I mean, he maybe once in a while, but he does other things, right? He did the time. He built the business. He, you know, for years I used to go see him, right? And I liked that guy. I loved the guy, in fact. I loved the guy because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be sitting here looking at all of this. Okay, I would not. But I was very loyal, okay? I'm just that kind of guy. Like, if somebody takes care of me, right, that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to support him, right? I'm not going to take my money down the street, right? And I had some unfortunate, you know, incidences at other places with other instruments and whatever. But the point is this, right? If I would have looked at the guitars, like the, you know, the expensive guitars, right? The $2,000 guitar, the $3,000, $5,000 guitar. And if I would have said, okay, you know what? I'm going to wait till I get $5,000 and then I'm going to come and I'm going to throw them on that counter and boom, I got that guitar. It didn't happen that way, Hawaiians. It didn't happen that way. Life does not happen. You know what's going to happen? You can save up to that $5,000 point, you know, and something might go wrong. Something might, you may need money for something serious. And guess what? Yep, your dream of that instrument or whatever it is out the window because now you got to use your money for something else, okay? But here's the thing, right? It was manageable because I only brought a certain percentage of my money to this guy, right? So every time I go out and do a job and do a gig or whatever I did, you know, I came back. I'm like, oh, right out, right out. Boom, boom. And he wrote it off on the, on, you know, he kept a, what do you call this? A ledger, like a receipt. It was a receipt. And he just kind of, you know, and put the new amount and he took the payment and whatever. And before you knew it, boom, 1 month went by and I had what I wanted. There was this other guy too, which was right around the same time. And this was an older Chinese man and he had this store. And I can mention it because he's no longer in business. It was called Sharps and Flats. So those of you who are listening in Honolulu, I have very few local listeners. But if you remember that music store, this guy Jack, right? He's no longer with us. But this man really like did me super favors. And he used to trade with me. It was a buy-sell trade place, right? So I used to go in, I used to buy something in and trade and buy, trade, and and each time I would go up, little bit up, right? And so he really helped me out too. And in fact, I'm looking out in the corner of my office right here. I have my violin. And I can't tell you how much it's worth or anything like that. I'm not flexing. But that violin came from Sharps and Flats. And it was the nicest, most detailed, most valuable violin that I saw, like, you know, when I was out and around. Now, there's this violin shop down here that, you know, was like way after. I want to say maybe they opened up maybe 10, 15 years later. And yeah, they brought in some real high-end stuff, right? So, but for the time, for its time, back in the late 80s, this one was the one. And when I look at this one and the detailing and the wood and like everything, it's superior. But it's been with me like all these years. Since 1988, I've had this thing, right? So here's what I'm really saying, right? There's more than one way to do things. Don't think money, okay? Build relationships. Build relationships because when you meet people, there's going to be some real a-holes out there, okay? Trust me, okay? If you really want to meet a lot of egocentric people, go work in the entertainment industry. You will meet them, okay? But you have to understand something. You have to understand that in order to be a successful entertainer, you have to think well of yourself, okay? You have to get out there and you have to be comfortable with you before an audience is going to be comfortable with you. Okay, so you have to do that. And I'm not saying that everyone in the entertainment business is like that. No, there's a lot of really humble people in the entertainment world. In fact, the most successful entertainer that I ever met, who was Hawaii's most successful entertainer, was Hawaii's most humble entertainer. I mean, really, he had nothing to prove. Okay, it's always the guys at the bottom, like fighting their way up. Those are the guys, you know, they always have something to prove or an axe to grind. And it's not just entertainment, it's anything. But I'm just saying, like, yeah, in the entertainment field, I met some huge egos. And sometimes all the egos bounce into each other walking down the hall. I mean, you know, it's really funny. It's really funny. And I have a healthy ego, I do. And I want to say that I project ego on purpose sometimes just to throw people off or to you know, back people down or the whatever, that kind of thing. Because sometimes you have to do what you have to do to survive in whatever industry or in whatever area you're in, okay? That's what I'm going to say about that. But relationships count, okay? And relationships are what's necessary, not money, okay? Money is, yeah, I don't want to say it's not necessary, but I want to say the focus shouldn't be money. Don't focus on an inanimate object. Focus on a person, okay? So when you think about manifestation, think about the things you love and the people you love, okay? And put a little bit more emphasis on people you love than things you love, okay? And you'll see that you're going to get all the things that you love, okay? Now, the irony for me, right, is that now all the instruments are here and I'm no longer working. I would love to take these things out. And I would love to go perform and you know, whatever. Maybe I'll make some videos. But I'm just saying, right? When you look around you, you're going to see what you have created for yourself, okay? And like I said, you only need to cross the line 5%, okay? 55% good or 55% positive. Now, that's the affirmations part, okay? And a little tip on how to do stuff, right? So go make friends with people. Let's say you want to work in a restaurant. Let's say that they're not hiring, okay? Go make friends with the owner. Go make friends with the waiters. Go hang out. You know, for a long time, I was in radio for a while, right? And I didn't have a job. I didn't have a radio. Well, I had a small radio job at a small ethnic station once, and I wanted to get back in the big leagues. I wanted to get back in regular mainstream radio. And there was no job openings. Nobody would hire me, okay? And nobody needed anybody. There was no need. The other thing you need to know, right, is that in radio, in the old days, okay, I'm sure it's different now. There's laws. There's all kinds of new stuff. But in the old days, when a program director got hired, he brought in all his friends and fired everybody that was at the station before. They used to do that. They can't do that anymore. It's against the law. It's against the law. But anyway, but that happened, right? And so I wasn't friends with the right people, right? And so there was no job for me. What did I do? I went to the radio station day after day after day. And one of the guys I made friends with, right? And we were already friendly, right? But I went to go hang out with him. And I made an excuse to go hang out with him, right? I mean, excuse after excuse, you know. Oh, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to come back Saturday. You can work, you can be here Saturday. I'm going to come back, you know. And I kept going back, and I kept going back, and I kept going back. And guess what happened? I got a radio job. It wasn't at that radio station, okay? But I got a job back in mainstream radio. I was like, boom, here we go, right? Now, what I also want to, you know, why am I telling you this, right? Well, because it's like when you do something good for somebody. When you help somebody, okay, it's not necessarily that that person is going to pay you back. It's not necessarily that the good, let's say you do good and you get good, right? Good karma, right? Karma, that kind of, that's not really karma, but I don't have time to like go real deep into karma and its meaning, but it's not the meaning that we casually use for it. Okay. But anyway, so do unto others as you want others to do unto you kind of thing. It's not that if you help Joe Blow, that Joe Blow is going to turn around and help you back. That's not how it works. Sometimes in my life experience, very rarely does that happen. Rare. I can think of a handful of people and still have fingers left. I can count on my fingers and still have a few left of the people that were nice back or helped back or favor back, that kind of thing. So, but what I can tell you is that when you least expect it, it'll pop up from the most unexpected place and the most unexpected person. But it will come back, guarantee. Okay, because God gives everything to you through others. It always comes through someone. Okay, and it could be a random stranger. Okay, so here's the thing about that. Now we're running out of time over here, so I gotta tell you guys. Okay, now when you start to look at life like that, okay, whatever it is you want, you have to give first. Okay, you want money? Give money first. You want love? Give love first. You want attention? Give attention first. You want help? Help somebody first. Okay, whatever. And when you're giving money, don't think like, oh, I've got to give $100. No. Take a bunch of coins. I did this for years and years. I gave coins to children. I don't do it anymore because now you got all this, you know, stuff about kids and abductions and trafficking and all that. Okay. So I don't do that anymore, but I used to take handfuls of quarters because I used to save all my quarters. You know, a lot of guys do that, right? We put them in bottles, right? Take them home, put them in a jar, you know, that kind of thing, right? So I used to separate all my quarters and I used to take handfuls of quarters and just give it to kids in the mall. I was like, here. And they would put out their hand. Boom, right there. Handful of quarters. Did the kids turn around and help me? No. But did other people give money to me, or did contracts come, or did business come? Oh yeah, choke! Like that's a Hawaii expression. That means a lot. Yeah, a lot of contracts, a lot of business, a lot of good luck, if you will. Okay, luck has nothing to do with this. Okay, it's the generation of energy. You have to look at it from the energetic point of view. Okay, so now that's affirmations. Meditation, 15 minutes is all you need. Okay, if you can't do 15, that's a challenge. It's a real big challenge. Do 3 first. Okay, set your timer on your phone. 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15. Do it like that. Do it in steps. Work your way up. Okay, you're going to be, because of today's lifestyle, because of social media and you know, instant gratification and dopamine and all that, the dopamine hits, yeah, you're going to be tugged and tugged and tugged, like, to go do something else. You're going to get, you know, thoughts to get up and go do this, do that. You're wasting time, all of that stuff. Fight it. Just exercise some self-discipline and say, no, I'm just going to sit until it's done. That's it. Just sit. Okay? Just like you train a dog, you can train yourself. Okay? Just do that. All right. Now, visualization is probably the most important. Okay? You got to use your imagination. You know, I rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and rehearse in my head, like all kinds of stuff. I rehearse my ventriloquism in my head for years and years and years. I didn't have a dummy. Okay, you know, the ventriloquist, it's called a ventriloquian figure. And so the guy that taught me how to do this would be turning in his grave if I just said dummy. But it's called a ventriloquian figure, okay? And I have 2 of them, and I used to do it in my head over and over and over because I didn't have one. And one day, this was back in the 90s, early 2000s. And one day, this guy said, why don't you have one? And I go, well, I could never find, you know, went to toy stores, nothing, nowhere. He goes, dude, they have everything on eBay. Go on eBay. So I went on eBay, and guess what? I found my first dummy or ventriloquian figure. Okay, but anyway, but yeah, there it was. Mm-hmm. So I rehearsed it in my head, though, for years and years since I learned the secrets. Now, it's an illusion. It's like a magic trick. Okay, I'm not going to get into it because that's not what this podcast is about. It's about manifestation. But I rehearsed it so much in my head, but by the time I got the figure, I was good. You know, I wasn't good at it. I'm just saying by the time I got the figure, now I could do it with the figure, but I had been rehearsing it in my head. And I got better. I remember being on this TV show, and this guy was nice enough to have me on his show. And he's still around. He's a teacher now, too. And he had this TV show, and I got a couple of comments, you know, when I first did it. And they weren't bad comments or mean comments or anything like that, you know. But he let me do it, right? And about the third time I think I did it, he goes, wow, it's really getting better, you know. And then I was like, oh, man, I sucked the first couple of tapings, you know. I did this Christmas song and this Christmas routine, you know, that kind of thing. But what I'm saying is rehearse things in your head. You want to drive Lamborghini? What do you want to drive? Rehearse it in your head. Put yourself in the compartment. Go look on YouTube. Watch Lamborghinis. Okay? You'll see when it opens what it looks like. Now close your eyes and imagine put you in the driver's seat. Hold the steering wheel. Drive the car. Step on the accelerator. Hopefully not too hard. It's a Lamborghini. But you see what I'm saying, Owens, right? Go through the motions in your head. You have to live it in your head before, you have to see it in your mind before you hold it in your hand. Okay? And you know, when I did Junior's Jerky, right? And I still have Junior's Jerky. But when I started with Junior's Jerky, you know, Bob Proctor said, you know, you have to see it in your mind, then you can hold it in your hand. And so I put it on my Facebook stories. You know, and I held it up, and it has a picture of me on the label, right? And it was my graphic designer that did that. And, you know, I said, hey, I need a label, whatever. And she put me on the thing, and Junior's Jerky, and, you know. But I held it up, and I put the Bob Proctor quote. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. I did the same thing with my book, right? I put a picture up. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. Okay, and I told that story. Okay, so all these things, I sat in the seat of Hawaii's greatest star after his show, right? When the showroom was empty, I sat in his seat behind his organ, and I looked out over the showroom, And this was when I was like 17 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old, till I was 21 years old. I didn't sit there every night, okay, but quite a few times. And I looked out over the showroom and I pretended I was doing the show, right? I didn't sing any songs or anything. There was people cleaning up, whatever. I just sat there and I looked. I did not know about the law of attraction at that point. I did not know about visualizing at that point. I was just doing it. I was making pretend. Okay? There you go, Hoings. Okay? Make pretend. Visualization. Now, vocalization, the last one. Okay? Speak the dream. Whatever your dream is, speak it. Okay? Remember, I am the barber, right? I am a barber. I am a okay, whatever you want to be. Whatever you want. You know? Now, if you say, I am Mary Lou's husband, okay? I got to tell you about that, okay? Because people ask me, oh, can you manifest a girl? Can you manifest it? Okay. Many, many times. I just wrote, I am so happy and grateful now that I have a new playmate. And boom, there was a knock on my door. That was not like right then and there. But like, you know, a week down the road, I met somebody. You know, once a girl came in and she was just inquiring, asking questions, and pretty soon we were dating. Okay, another girl, pretty soon, same thing, right? Now, I gotta say that you need to be specific. So after a while, I started getting specific. I started writing, you know, character traits and what they look like and, you know, that kind of thing. But here's the thing you cannot do. You cannot go against someone's free will, okay? So you know the guys that come to me and they go, oh, how do I get my ex back? How do I get my ex back? My first question is, do you think your ex wants you back? You know? And then, like, what's the reason why she's an ex or he's an ex, right? Because maybe they didn't want to be. You see what I'm saying, Hoines, right? You know, so I'm just saying, right? You cannot impose your will over another living human being. No can, okay? So get that out of your mind. Don't even go there. But yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only thing. If you want to meet someone, go ahead. I am so happy and grateful now that I've met a new girl, now that I've met a new guy, now that I met a new guy with a job, now that I met a new guy with a job that makes $250,000 a year and drives a Lamborghini and lives in a mansion. Go. Write. Write it. Okay? Be specific. You don't want a loser. Okay? So guys, you too. I mean, there are female losers. You know, trust me. Trust me, Hoines. Been there, done it. Okay? And there's male losers. Okay? And if you don't want to be a loser, here's the thing. Find your passion. Okay? Men, find your passion, number one. Okay? Now, find things that you're good at and find a way to do what you're good at doing or what comes natural to you, and you will never work a day in your life. Okay? That's just like, that's unks just like telling you on the real. Okay? So, I mean, I know, you know, I can sit here and say that and whatever, but no, it's true. Okay? If you enjoy doing so, I know people that work on cars and they love to work on cars and that's what they do. You know, I had this mechanic, this mechanic used to do my car on the weekends and he loved cars. He loved cars so much. He worked, you know, weekdays for the dealership. On the weekends, he was taking side jobs and he did my car and he was damn good. You know, I don't do it that way anymore. I just, you know, I go to the dealership now, but back in the day, you know, back before the law of attraction, before 2008, right? When I was rebuilding cars all the time, you know, because cars rebuild themselves, bro. Let me tell you. But I was doing that, right? And I went to him and he saved me tons of money. You know why? Because if I had to go to a professional mechanic, right? And so I'm so grateful for this guy. I was so grateful. Still grateful for this guy. He's still on my Facebook, you know, and the best mechanic I ever experienced. And yeah, if it wasn't for him, whew, I would have been out of tons of cash. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't even be able to fix my old car in the old days, right? My old, you know, he worked on my Jeep Cherokee, which I think was $700, and then my $400 Toyota, like, you know, all that stuff. I mean, but, you know, people that meet you in a certain chapter of your life, they don't know what you went through, and they don't know what you're going through, okay? So overall, okay, the last thing I gotta say is be kind. Okay, be nice to people. Be kind to people. Everybody's going through something. I'm going through something too right now. Yep, we're all going to something. Nobody's immune. It's called life for a reason because we're here to learn, okay? But if you don't like learn, then all I gotta... Oh, sorry, Hawaiians, I gotta go. But yeah, if you don't like learn, then I don't know. Ah, man. Hey, want to thank our sponsors, Island Club and Spa, Brother Randy and Company over there at Kakahako. Gotta mahalo, you guys. Also, Darren Chinin and his music at AFMHawaiiMusic.com and the Voice Master family of service companies. Until next time, I'm Junior Kekuewa Jr. saying, hey, you can control your manifestations and you can live your dreams. Till next time, mahalo and aloha.